ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 16, Text 16, 17, 18, the Payo-Vrata process of worship. So text 18 is on the board. We'll read the 16 and 17 and go to 18. Parayarvivasita saham magna vyasana sagare Aishvaryam shvir yashastanam hritani prabalayar mamam. Text 16. The demons, our formidably powerful enemies, have taken away our opulence. Hare Krishna. The demons, our formidably powerful enemies, have taken away our opulence, our beauty, our fame, and even our residence. Indeed, we have now been exiled, and we are drowning in an ocean of trouble.
Yata tani puna sadho prapad yeran mahatmajaha tata vivehi Kalyanam diya kalyana kritama.
O best of sages, best of all those who grant auspicious benedictions, please consider our situation and bestow upon my sons the benedictions by which they can regain what they have lost. Text 18.
Shri Shuka Uvacha. Evam abhyartito dityam kastam aha samanniva aho maya balang vishnu snehabadam idang jagat.
Shri Shukuvacha. Shri Shukadeva Goswami said, Evam, in this way, Abhyarthita, being requested, Aditya, by Aditi, Ka, Kasyapa Muni, Tam, unto her, Aha, said, Smayan, smiling. Iva, just like. Aho, alas. Mayabalam, the influence of the illusory energy. Vishnu, of Lord Vishnu. Snehabadam, influenced by this affection. Idam, this. Jagat, whole world. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Shukadeva Goswami continued, when Kashyapa Muni was thus requested by Aditi, he slightly smiled. Alas, he said, how powerful is the illusory energy of Lord Vishnu, by which the entire world is bound by affection for children. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Kashyapa Muni was surely sympathetic to his wife's affliction, yet he was surprised at how the whole world is influenced by affection. Responsively, translation. Shukadev Goswami continued. When Kashyapa Muni was thus requested by Aditi, he slightly smiled. Alas, he said, how powerful is the illusory energy of the Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu. By which the entire world is bound by affection for children. Om Jnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Miritam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistang Stapitang Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Didati Swapadantikam Vancha kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindhubhyeva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So, also like to take the blessings from all my seniors, which is everybody here, and offer obeisances to all the Vaishnavas. Because if it's not for the pure devotee, just like Mother Aditi was asking Kashyapa Muni after he performed great penances and austerities, that she was concerned about her children, that we know how the whole intrigue is happening in the heavenly planets. The demigods are fighting the demons. Sometimes the demons are victorious, sometimes the demigods are victorious. And this whole entire story of Shukracharya giving life again to all those who were killed in the battlefield, even giving Bali his life back through mantra, and the timing wasn't right for them. And then they became more powerful because of the blessings of their spiritual master, and they came back again and fighting the demigods, and they all were scattered here and there. And it was advised by Brihaspati, their spiritual master, that now the demons have an advantage. Better you all keep yourselves invisible and hide, otherwise you'll be finished. So we've seen throughout history battles taking place, crusades, you know, sometimes because of religion, sometimes because of race. You know, one is more prominent, that this nation is made of first-class people, the other nation should be crushed. So this is going on in the higher planetary system that's taking place on Earth. And then even though Bali Maharaj had power of the entire universe, very difficult to understand how we can control one country or one state, one country, one world, what to speak of all the worlds in the material existence. And Bali Maharaj was intelligent enough due to his ancestry, Prahlad Maharaj was there, that he recognized that Vamanadev, he's special. It's not just an ordinary Brahmana asking for 3 paces of land. He could sense that. He was intelligent. And Shukracharya says, no, don't give it to him. Don't do it. You'll be sorry because he's Vishnu. He'll take everything away. We're hearing how Lord Vishnu, when he's very much pleased by someone, he takes everything away. But then again, when someone is mature in his spiritual realization, he gives everything. We see Srila Prabhupada's example. He struggled. He underwent a lot of austerity, penance, just like Kashyapa Muni underwent a lot of great austerity and penance. And Srila Prabhupada, it appeared that at one point that there was no hope, you know, all alone, big struggle. Then Krishna gave everything to Srila Prabhupada, everything in the sense of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. The Sankirtan gates broke loose, and the flood of Sankirtan has come in the form of book distribution, chanting the holy name, and the International Society for Krishna Consciousness is a reflection of the efforts of the Goswamis, who also were coming from very rich, prestigious families, but they gave up everything for the service of the Lord. They knew how to engage everything for the pleasure of Krishna. So Bali Maharaj, he did not want to go back on his word. He actually, even though characterized as a demon, he actually had principles. He wanted to fulfill his promise. And Lord Vamanadeva expanded himself, took the universe, took everything, and put his third step on the head of Bali Maharaj. But even though he took everything away, arrested Bali Maharaj, then he gave him Sutala, that he gave him a planet better than anything else in this world. And he just said, and I'll be here for you. I'll be your gatekeeper. So the Lord is very kind. He's in everyone's heart. He's in our hearts. And he knows every one of our desires. Little, big, spiritual, material. Isn't it? Think about it. Someone, you know, we have so many ideas of enjoying in this world. There might be some deep rooted desires in the heart. But Krishna knows. He knows everything. And he says that if you always think of me, become my devotee, worship me with your prayers, thus you'll come to me. I'll give you the intelligence how to come to me. So Krishna is giving us that guidance, although it appears that the stumbling blocks are continually coming. Yesterday we had a nice ceremony honoring Chaitanya Dasi, and many devotees spoke wonderfully. But we could recognize that even though so dedicated, so determined, so devoted, had a struggle. There was a struggle in life. And the struggle made her even stronger and more determined. When we think of Queen Kunti, the mother of the Pandavas, she was feeling great anxiety, so much so that when Krishna came to say farewell, because out of respect for his aunt, she was praying. She could recognize that I'm attached not only to my children, but I'm attached also to the Vrishnis, the whatever, in the family situation, there's always the husband, the wife, and there's so much attachment to the children, the grandchildren. Anybody have grandchildren here? Yes, some grandchildren are there. So we have attachment to this, to the bodies. Although we may philosophically hear and understand, Dehino smenya tade he komarang yovinangjara tatade hantara praptir dhirastatra namuyati. The body is always changing, going from boyhood to youth to old age. And then death comes. Krishna gives birth. Krishna allows us to stay in this world to try to fulfill our desires. And Krishna is there at the time of death to take us again and put us in Mother Nature. He's a controller. Mayajakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam. He controls the entire material world. And all of these, you know, victories and losses, demigods and demons, good and evil. All this conflict is a constant conflict in the material world. And one who is very, very fortunate, he has the blessings of guidance of a pure devotee. Just like Aditi, she's the mother of the demigods. Great personality, very powerful. And she took shelter of her husband. And Kashyapa Muni was amazed. He was asking, you know, why is it you're so morose? Did you disrespect someone? Did you not honor someone? And then we're hearing, you know, what is the proper etiquette to behavior, to welcome people, to be a good host. Even we hear about the Prachetas. They were instructed by Narada Muni to perform austerities. So they went in the water, performed 10,000 years of great austerity underwater. And they performed. Lord Shiva, when he came to them, is described as like darkness at nighttime. Prabhupada says, even in a big city like New York City, you know, you don't want to go wandering around in Central Park or, you know, wandering around in the dark. Even here we see people, they cause so much trouble and so much mischief. So in the darkness, especially when there's difficult situation, people are fearful, very fearful. But when the sun comes rising and the sunshine is there, it's bright and fresh, people, all that fear dissipated. So for us, we're in darkness, just like Lord Shiva appeared to the Prachetas. So Srila Prabhupada, he's actually brought the sunshine in our lives by giving the illumination of Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, giving the perfection of human life instead of wasting our time simply making arrangements how to become happy in the temporary world, building little sand castles on the shore when the big waves just about to come anyway and wash it all away. So we had no guidance because the professors, the scientists, the educators, they're misleading people that they can be happy in this world. Yes, you can be happy. You buy my car, you buy my style of clothing design, my glasses. The monkeys won't eat your glasses if you buy my style of glasses. Even though Shruti Kirti Prabhu has nice glasses, the monkey still stole his glasses and chewed on them, you know. So we may try to protect ourselves in so many ways, but Krishna, he makes arrangements to give us many, many lessons. So the Prachetas were given a beautiful song by Lord Shiva, and by their austerity, they pleased the Lord. The Lord appeared on Garuda, and similar in description to how the Lord appears throughout the Srimad Bhagavatam. Very, very beautiful, extraordinarily beautiful. Garuda was flapping his wings, which were the songs of the Vedas, the Vedic literature. This knowledge of the Absolute Truth comes from the Lord. And Garuda, his servant, is glorifying the Lord. And so the Prachetas were saying that we just, you know, how wonderful, how great that, you know, you're taking care of everything. You're supplying all the ingredients for existence. And we have no prayers. We have no desires other than just to be your servant. And this happiness is beyond any kind of happiness in the material existence. Raja vidya raja guyam pavitram idamutanam prakishavam ganam dharmyam shushukam kartum avyayam. Raja vidya, king of education, the most secret of all secrets, the purest knowledge. And it gives satisfaction to the self by realization. It is very joyfully performed and everlasting. It's something that it's our true nature. Because the bodily existence is fortified when man meets woman, woman meets man. We need a place, a nice place. There are many children. We need people, friends and relatives to see how successful we are in life. We need a big bank balance because with a big bank balance I can retire. And retired life means I don't have to work. I can enjoy when I'm old, when I'm an old person. This is the concept that I work really hard in my youth, take care of my responsibilities. I'll have so much big bank balance at the end and I can just live very comfortably. And when I die because I go to church, I can go to heaven and continue the enjoyment. But we're hearing and we're seeing that from the highest planet down to the lowest planet, all are places of misery. Repeated birth and death takes place. And Srila Prabhupada was very, as we heard so many beautiful pastimes yesterday, how he's very much concerned and very loving to his devotees. To everyone. He's sitting in the car and he's seeing Kali Yuga and Harinam, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kalua, Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gatiranyata. And tears are coming from his eyes because the pure devotee is very compassionate. The devotee is only thinking about the suffering of other living entities. And he smashes the illusion. The guru's business is to give direction. When we would deviate, when we would fight amongst each other, Prabhupada, he wanted that we cooperate and work together harmoniously. Even he was telling the Prachetas, because of your wonderful behavior towards one another, you're not envious of each other, and you're encouraging each other's devotional service, that even people who hear about the Prachetas, reading about the how dedicated they were to the order of their spiritual master, Narada Muni, and the Lord Shiva. We have many spiritual masters. Diksha Guru, Shiksha Guru. And spiritual master is one who gives guidance according to the Vedic literature, according to the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. Srila Prabhupada was asked about if there's another Bhagavad Gita that's worth reading. He says, yeah, there are many Bhagavad Gitas, but most of them are not as it is, not allowing Krishna to speak. The Supreme Lord speaks. He's a person. And Srila Prabhupada, his representative, never put the spotlight on himself. He was always International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And because he wanted that we awaken our consciousness of Krishna to the point where whatever we do that for Krishna. Whatever work we perform, what is that verse? Yat karoshi yad ashnasi yad jahoshi didasi yat yat tapasyasi kaunteya tad kurushva madarpanam. You're performing austerity. Very good. Do it for Krishna. You're taking nice prasad. Yes, we're eating for Krishna. We're working for Krishna. Krishna's giving you so much wealth. Use it in Krishna's service. We have many temples, Rath Yatra, so many beautiful. Srila Prabhupada was giving his blessings and is still giving blessings. It's not that Srila Prabhupada has gone away and now we're just performing the worship and the deity worship. You see here in Vrindavan, the deities every day are becoming more and more beautiful according to our vision. They're already supremely beautiful, but we're appreciating how beautiful, how ecstatic they are. And when we hear of Prabhupada's activities and his love and determination and instruction, we feel enlivened that yes, we should not waste this very short human life. We should dedicate our time, but don't be overly intelligent, you know, in reading so many other literatures and so many other books. We have, I'm sure there's a lot of wisdom all over the libraries and many societies and people, but we know, at least for ourselves, that Srila Prabhupada is giving us the topmost knowledge. That his purports in Bhagavad Gita, his translation of purports in Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, so much literature is there, and so much, there's nothing, you're going to find something higher. Prabhupada did not at all appreciate the pictures of, you know, in a romantic way, Radha and Krishna. The universal form, understand Krishna's greatness, his glory. He said, don't go for this rubbish mentality of thinking that I want to enter into, you know, the intimate Leela of Krishna. We see so many beautiful pictures of Radha and Krishna, Krishna embracing the cows, loving the cows, and we sing Gopi Jana Vallabha, Kunja Bihari, and Jamuna. So, yes, this is Krishna's original form. This is Krishna's original place, Vrindavan. He brings Vrindavan from the spiritual world. So Vrindavan is here. Everything is here. And people, we were on the boats and the Jamuna, people say, you think this is still Jamuna? I say, yeah, the spiritual energy of Jamuna is there. Although, maybe due to Kali Yuga, we're seeing some, we're not seeing the transparency and the clarity of the Jamuna the way it was. And this is just the influence of the Ugra Karma, the materialists with their factories and their pollution. But Vrindavan has this spiritual existence which is very, very vibrant. And if one actually takes shelter of Srila Prabhupada, take shelter of the process given to us by Srila Prabhupada, he can experience, he or she can experience a special flavor that, yes, I should dedicate my energy and my time. Enthusiasm comes for a purpose. This is coming from Krishna, that if something enlivens you, you want to pursue it. No matter what it is in this world, people, if you're determined to do something, you have to have enthusiasm and determination. Utsahan nischayatarya tattat karma pravartanat. So we saw how all the devotees, especially in the earlier days, they would go out in sankirtan. They would do book distribution. There'd be competition to give the books to the conditioned souls. It gave Prabhupada great happiness. They go with no money and no band of devotees to strange places to open up new temples, South America, throughout Europe, Asia, Africa. Prabhupada said, you go to China. I don't want to go to China. You know, you go to Africa. Oh, no. You know, it's like you become fearful, because if we're thinking that I'll be all alone, can you at least give me my airfare? No. You just go. Just go. We have many sannyas candidates now, and they bring back their bills, you know, like, oh, I need this, I need that. And I say, what kind of sannyasi is this? You know, if you go preach. You travel and preach. No, this austerity, Prabhupada, he's not just asking us to do something he did not do. He would print back the Godhead magazine. He would distribute back the Godhead magazine in all kinds of weather and conditions. There's a certain bug that gets into Sankirtan devotees. I know that we're out in Sankirtan. It starts raining. Okay, it doesn't matter. You find a shelter. Most people who are not, how you say, driven by the order of spiritual master, say, oh, it's raining? Okay, forget it. I'm going home. But there was great determination to be successful. Look at the London, what they achieved in London, what they achieved in, throughout many of the centers throughout the whole world. And that comes by having faith in Srila Prabhupada, by having faith in these books, and following the process, we actually become detached. Not that we don't do our duty. It's not saying here, Kashyapa Muni, he's a little bit amazed by the influence of affection and the bond of affection for children. Everyone has affection. Without that affection, sneha, Prabhupada says sneha, that Ajamil, although he was very old, he had many children, but the youngest received his affection. It's like if you pour water or oil there's a slope, and it naturally goes down to the, according to the gravity. So the affection generally goes for the little children, the puppies, you know, and we have that. And it's natural. There's a natural affection. But overly attracted, or just like the Prachetas, they live by the benediction of Krishna in the material world for a million years and had strong bodies. It's not like they were just old and not unable to enjoy, no teeth and couldn't hear or see. They actually had a strong body and could enjoy, but they were given the benediction that you would renounce it all or utilize everything in the service of the Lord. They show a picture of some impersonalist yogi or someone who's showing renunciation. Somebody's offering some wealth and they're, no, I don't take it. Someone said to us yesterday, oh, all of you people have just totally renounced everything. I said, no, we haven't renounced anything. I said, we use everything in Krishna's service. Srila Prabhupada was expert in utilizing technology and using funds, using everything to please Krishna. And if we can somehow understand that everything is meant for Krishna's pleasure, Bhoktarang, Jagatapasang, Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. Krishna is the owner of the whole world, the universes, everything's meant for His pleasure, and that He is concerned for all living entities. So anyone who's following devotees, as followers, we should follow in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada and be determined to give Krishna consciousness as it is. We were discussing yesterday how sometimes people say that Arjuna was before Krishna directly, so he could appreciate Krishna, you know, Krishna consciousness to a much deeper extent. Srila Prabhupada says that hearing from Krishna directly or reading Bhagavad Gita is the same, because the sound vibration of Krishna's words is being transmitted in the form being delivered by Shukadeva Goswami, by Srila Prabhupada, by the great acharyas. It's not that we just accept blindly one person's word, that the sadhu shastra guru is an important aspect of advancing in spiritual life. We're hearing that overly attached to material existence, then you have to come back to this material existence. Queen Kunti was praying, detach me. It's a painful situation to be simply attached to family. But at the same time, we see beyond the cute little bodies, this and that, this spirit soul. And that we have attraction for Krishna. You know, it's why is it that we're very eager to protect the body? Because the soul is within. And what's so important about the soul? It's part of Krishna. We have a natural love for Krishna, so we have naturally a defense system set up in such a way for self-preservation. And we have to spend more time fixing our mind and hearing and chanting and rendering service for Srila Prabhupada. We don't want to lose this opportunity. It's a very rare opportunity. And the holiest of all places, Sri Vrindavan Dham. Practically every day is a festival here. Begins with Mangal Arati, Tulsi Puja, chanting with the devotees. That gives us strength. It gives us enthusiasm to carry on. And whenever we have difficulty, we should take shelter of devotees. It's like the example given on the ocean sometimes becomes very, very windy, and there's big tossing of waves and you feel dizzy and sick. You just want to get off the boat. But if you jump in the water, it's much, much worse. The sharks and all the different elements will finish you. So better we tolerate the turbulence of sometimes the difficulties we experience in life. In management, we see so many things that, you know, this department might not agree with that department, this person with that person, and so many challenges, so many troubles may be there. But somehow or other, if, like the Prachetas mood of cooperation is there, if we all have the same goal of pleasing our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, you know, serving as the Goswamis serve, then Krishna gives us the intelligence how we can work together cooperatively. That was a short little purport. So I'll read the translation again. Shukadeva Goswami continued, when Kashyapa Muni was thus requested by Aditi, he slightly smiled. Alas, he said, how powerful is the illusory energy of Lord Vishnu, by which the entire world is bound by affection for children. He's got a nice verse. Hare Krishna Prabhu.
So this alas, on Kashyapa Muni, seems like there is an object between him and his wife. Although his wife has affection for children, and this sounds normal, and this affection for gentlemen, it will be cultish. And you get the example of Yamuna. So we need children, nice devotees, to make this Yamuna clear. Then, because Yamuna mentality don't care about this. So, in this situation, the conflict we find, which is demonstrated by the word Adas, what can we deduce? How can we who is in the right situation? Kashyapa Muni or
Aditi? Who's in the right position? They're both in the right position because Aditi is naturally showing affection for her children and concerned about their suffering and anxiety, which is normal and natural in life. And Kashyapa Muni, acting as the spiritual master, the guide, he was compassionate and he smiled, alas, oh, you know, that this overly affection for the children and the bodily concept is not good. And there was room for instruction and guidance. Of course, as attempting to be devotees, trying to serve Srila Prabhupada, we want our children to be Krishna conscious to the best of our ability. Isn't it? We hear how one should not be a parent, a teacher, a guardian, if he cannot deliver his dependent from the cycle of birth and death. So how many people have children here? A lot of children. So they may not all be pure devotees, paramahansas, but by giving them an opportunity to take birth in this society, the Krishna Consciousness Society, and appreciate or at least hear about the higher values of life, the importance of Jamuna, the importance of a spiritual regulation and performing some austerity, then even though Maya, which is very difficult to overcome, may entertain someone or distract someone from the rigid path of devotional service, we've seen many times that by remembering their spiritual upbringing, they come back to Krishna in a very powerful way. Ajamil was lost for so long, but Krishna gave benediction. So we'll continue giving love and affection, but at the same time, as Kashyapa Muni gives spiritual guidance and spiritual direction as well. It has to be balanced.
Prabhupada's parents, so the mother, she was motherly, and she was very concerned for, we can say, very much in a bodily way, what he ate. Prabhupada told me, like, how in the evening he wanted porridge. She said, no, too late. She said, I'll make you porridge, puffed rice. He said, no, I want porridge. She says, no, it's too late for you to eat heavy. So again, I want porridge. So this was Prabhupada's determination, always. And then the father said, Prabhupada said, my father said, if he wants porridge, give him porridge. So there were different. But what the father did, the mother wanted him to be educated, ABC, but the father gave him the spiritual life. Mardanga, he said, Papa Mardanga, harmonium, like that. It's all he wanted. So he took care of that aspect. Within our young ISKCON, of course, I think we were so concerned about being detached. We didn't understand what Prabhupada showed himself in his life. Every part of Prabhupada's life, you can follow as a grahasta, however you want. Everything that you did properly. That's what I was. But it's not easy. One has to do their roles properly. But definitely it's very important that the children understand their father.
Yeah.
And that's a difficult thing because don't want to be attached, too attached.
Or just thinks, oh, they're all demons, you know. They're all demons. I'm not going to preach to them. They're going to contaminate me. Srila Prabhupada, of course, he showed love for his own children and family, but for the higher cause, he renounced and took up this mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself had a loving mother, beautiful wife. He himself was very beautiful, very young, and many followers. But for the purpose of conveying this importance of utilizing the life for awakening our love for God, he became totally renounced. But that's why the Varnashram system, we're trying to introduce that majority of those in this material world, we have material desires. That's what we're doing, that's what we're here for. Material desires means that you're going to have children, family, responsibilities. But while doing that, always keeping in mind the goal of returning home back to the spiritual kingdom, of going back to the spiritual world. So there's a time when vanaprastha means the children are grown and the husband and wife may travel the holy places. And after some time, they will just, the younger children will take care of the mother, and should be total renunciation. But the beauty of being in this Krishna consciousness movement, you could be totally renounced. And even in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's examples of his Leela, he told many of the devotees, you just stay home, you do your work, you do your responsibility, and chant the holy name and follow this process. Was it Kurma? The Brahmana Kurma? Yeah, and so there's not fanaticism one way or the other. We do have to be detached, but we also have to have, we're not just robotic people. We have to have affection. You have to have love and responsibility.
I would just make some follow-up to the previous comment. Prabhupada said his mother forced him to go to school with his sister. He was very happy. It's a great benefit to us because now we see the Prabhupada was so fluent in English and so just advanced in all kinds of logical concepts, philosophical concepts that might not have come otherwise. And yet we see Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was so, a towering intellect, but so much more than the same true Prabhupada. So the children do need education, both spiritual and for getting along in the world, and for being able to preach. You see, Prabhupada was so good. Anto was so good, and they were both highly educated.
They remember that our parents or father, mother, they are devotee, and even though they are not chanting or this one, so will they get some benefit after some time?
That those who have served and dedicated their time, there's never any loss, there's no diminution. And rules and regulations are there to be followed. You know, certain standards we have, Srila Prabhupada wanted that we follow everything very carefully, very strictly. But the most important thing is always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. And the way to do that is stay in the association of devotees, sit down for the kirtan, spend time hearing and chanting, and not be overly critical of anybody's, in our opinion, he doesn't come to every Mangal Arati, this and that. But not that we're giving excuses, but we really need to clear our own hearts, chant, read, and appreciate all the other Vaishnavas, whether it's our parents or, I think many of the children do appreciate.
Died in the terrible. So he went there and just before she died, she said, "Where is your Krishna now?" And she died. Before he asked Papa, he said, "Yes, she went home."
Did you hear that? Say it again. He wants to hear it again.
The story is one devotee's mother in America was about to pass away, so he was there with her, and she said, "Where is your Krishna now?" And she died. So Prabhupada said she went home.
It's really, Prabhupada is our light, our sunshine, and our guide. So just stick at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. You want to say something else? Here. No, come. No. Yeah, so we have no other shelter than Srila Prabhupada, so stay under Srila Prabhupada's shelter very carefully.
I was actually thinking of it yesterday. It was a story Nanda Kumar told me. He was Prabhupada's servant just before me for over a year. And he was very expert, but he was also had a tendency to be very critical. Say this to the this doing this. And Prabhupada said to him, "The rules are for you to follow, not for others, for you to tell others to follow." And if you set the example, he said, "You don't tell others to do anything." He said, "The rules are for you."
So do I have to stop telling people to come to Mangal Arati then? Or just
yes.
Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.